Yes. We have to go on because there are other things to do, and Joshua wants to go back to France. So we still had the discussion on Gopher. Everyone get ready to write their things. We had this last year. Panel discussion is that I moderate it, you write something, and it's about getting opinions of the community. So we meet here, and this is one chance where you get all people to listen to one point, and where we sit together and have something like a democracy or a public opinion. Because all of the year we never meet, we just are sometimes online, sometimes we aren't. So this is, the discussion doesn't end after that. Well, like you can go on IRC and so on. So joining this discussion means, actually it's more for the people here in the room. You only should join if you're open to change your opinion. If not, it's not a discussion, it's a shouting. If you're not open, just keep on sitting somewhere. You can realize that easily when you go to some conferences and have people sitting somewhere and they're upset. That's when they are not ready to discuss, they only want to shout. Then keep to the speaking roles, absolute no trolling. That's a problem with irony online. We can do memes, but when we discuss something, this will only distract and use up our lifetime, because this is restricted. Then keep to the scientific theory for consideration and theory. So don't ask stupid questions. Someone in some university says there is no stupid question. There are stupid questions. If you ask them twice the same question and don't keep to the answer of the first one, it's stupid. It's that easy. So listen to what someone answered. There are no absolute facts. It's all only proven theories. Discussion rules. Only one person speaking at the same time. For questions, just make Q something. For giving around, it's like, I will repeat it. That's faster now because we are not on time. So I will repeat it and then people can speak, or you just write it on IRC. That would be better, like a commented discussion. If there's something you don't want to have heard on audio, don't speak it, because there's a recording. It's your filter, it's not my filter. If you don't want to be heard, I could remove something, but just don't say it. That's easier. So, first question. How far should EUMIDI go with crawling and searching? The thing is, that's something Catalyst talked to me about, is if we introduce page ranking is how the web got actually into monetization. By page ranking, you force people into changing their website so they're better on the first entry, which is the search engine, and then people pay you for getting higher. Do we want this? Is there some alternative how we can do it? Should we restrict the search criteria or the categories? Shall there be metadata? Like the last question is about what I said, that EUMIDI should help someone, and do we want like something like an impressum, which is forced in Germany, that you are able to contact someone? So now please turn on your brain and use it. So maybe the first question about PageRank. What do you think?
PageRank is a classifying website, not only for particular query, but also in general. I think it's a reference counter. How many times one page reference?
Yeah, I know a PageRank. I'm not sure, I was just trying to describe PageRank, but that's not what the topic is about. The topic is about, should we do it or shouldn't we do it? No, actually that's what we are talking about now. What should be the classification? Because for example now with EUMIDI I could always crawl over every selector, every server, and that's actually taking bandwidth of hobbyists who serve something. That I'm taking something from them. So we have to reduce this traffic. But can we reduce it through using some page rank, so content, or then they will optimize content so they are first? Or should we use like, that's one tactic, is just use the front page. Tell everyone put main stuff on the front page and it will only come for the front page. If there something has changed, I will go further. That's the only thing we could do.
So, are you saying PageRank could be a way to reduce the amount of crawling?
No, we are talking about how to reduce crawling.
Because crawling creates too much traffic and too much load on the servers?
Yes, I'm taking something away, like we had the discussions at talk at the eating. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think just about yourself, but the others, because it's a community. Mm-hmm. It's a solidary thinking. Not just me, because the Google thinking is, I'm just taking, you are serving. No, we have restricted resources, we have to think how to use them efficiently. That's what we do. And PageRank is a way how we can manipulate people, so we only have PageRank. People optimize themselves for PageRank. Then someone could think of, I pay you to be in PageRank on top. But we should need some way to restrict this in a technical way. So you don't have this corruption. So think beforehand how to remove corruption from a system. So my proposal is just take the front page, and if one menu is changed, you crawl it. You search for something. That's my proposal. It's the easiest way. Because then everyone is checked just that having a server, not by the content, but how much you have. Because that's the next thing. It's about graphing. Because you always think of create a graph, and then use the algorithms which weight the connections, and if there's more connections, then something goes up in the search results. This is actually how Google stuff works. But then people will optimize for this and then link to each other just to get higher in the rankings.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying if you use PageRank, then you could only crawl the higher ranked pages on a website?
No, PageRank is automatic corruption of
the
system.
I'm trying to understand how that would.
Well, you would like use a graph, you know, where things come together, then retry this, where things come together, and if it's often changed, then you come back often, more often. That's how you, for example, get up in the ranks in Google, in the Google PageRank. That's what they use.
But they seem like separate issues. Like, you could have no PageRank and have your crawler keep track of how often a page changes.
Yeah, but that's already PageRank. Because people would then try to find. I want to be as transparent as possible.
Like how often your crawler requests a web page, and then there's how it displays the pages on the search results. Those are two separate things.
No, actually, I want to keep it simple, because then you have hidden knowledge. That's how Google makes money, and I want to keep this as transparent as possible. But if I keep these rules, then everyone will optimize for it, and someone who just throws something in the Gopher space will never be displayed.
But your search results don't have to be based on how often your crawler or how recently crawled something is. The search results could be...
No, that's just to optimizing that I don't just hammer your Gopher space for new stuff. Mm-hmm. That's one side. But if I start doing that, of course the next thing is search. So actually they always optimize how often I go to them. That's already an advantage. So we create a market. We want to... We don't want the market to be created. Something where you have an advantage without providing what we want. We want good content and people using Gopher Space.
Why is it an advantage if you crawl more often?
Because then you have more change and maybe your page rank increases. Because
yeah, but that's the decision about the search result algorithm.
You can be much closer to a trend. If a new buzzword appears, you can immediately change your website and it is crawled often. It's suddenly pop at the top.
Hmm. Less, and that's your advantage. That's the thing I want to avoid. So maybe if it's still small, you can use something else.
Well, of course, I mean if you rest Gopher
Hope and carry the log like a frequent crawling. Wait, Eelbob, bring something else. The crawl delay is something else that is a manual control. Like, for example, if my page rank would, for example, find out that you need to be more often crawled, then you restrict it. No, I don't want to be crawled that often. That's this parameter of robots.txt. So you are reducing it. So actually, that's I just want to talk. That's what this is about. Start the thinking. So start the thinking in your head that there's a problem. If we open it too easily for hipsters to monetize this, then we will break Gopher. we come to the next topic. Gemini protocol. Actually, just show you what last week I looked at it. It has had many iterations. So people came in last year and they were saying Gopher has some edges. It has many edges. Yeah, it's like the menu types, and then you have the URI types inside of it. And so they were asking how to make it more simple. This is not new. There were many iterations of such discussions, and this is how they want to do it now. So you open a TLS connection. There's just TLS. Then you send a request string, and you get back a line of status and the MIME type and the content. That's what they do. And then they came in their discussion that we need menus too, but they had something like the GeoMIDI index or text or Gopher files, and then you have text, and then you have like this arrow, and that says that this is a link in the URI. So it's still work in progress. But what I read from the text there, it's more like Gopher is in hierarchy. We have a hard hierarchy, and they want more like a web of the text, like big text. And someone also proposed just, oh, if you want to do that, what you want, just throw in text and grab for URIs. There are corner cases too. Yes. And the thing is, hierarchy is for me the thing why Gopher is so good. That's why I want to keep all the hard menus. It's easy to grasp. It's enforced logic. You have to reduce your complexity to fit into the menu. But this also allows easier access for people. Like, always think of the blind and the deaf. They can read it. So what do you think? Another thing is MIME tips that they're adding. Because it's more complex. Like in Gopher, it's just you get something bad, you have to pass the status. Actually, the status is a really complex thing. They have like three blog articles of how to format the status. One is about making it like at the healthcare numbers. Yeah, but then think of something else. Think of the web.
Yeah.
How does the web do it?
It does
my plan. No. How do web browsers implement it? Why did we get all the problems?
Sometimes they respect the runtime, but they get the commands and try to guess what it is.
No, there's too much magic. Actually, they respond to the MIME types, like in PHP, where they use it to change it. But on the other side, you also have people who don't use it. That's why web browsers have all these obscure parsing parsers, which try to find HTML and everything, like this thing where you have a JPEG file which has HTML in it and still displayed. That comes from this problem, that you put everything in everything. MIME and MIME. And that's what Evil Bob's saying. He says that he likes, that's another advantage of the current Gopher thing is, actually it's different kind of thinking, that in the URI you define for the client how he should see it. So you can change it already. It has one advantage, of course you can change something. On the other side, people don't see it like the URI standard, but then you know that those people haven't really understood URI, because the path interpretation of what is sent behind the host is just a special case, it's not the main case. So MIME type, that's what he says, is it's a difference. For example, you have MIME in Gopher 2, it's the M type. Yeah, if you say like M type, you will get MIME, and MIME is like an email. If you open a raw email, and then you could put some like inside part 1, part 2, part 3, and if it's interpreted right, you can use like external paths, you can go into the web. All of this is possible already in Gopher. So these people actually who discuss this protocol is more like they haven't grasped Gopher. But that's an unclean part, but it also gives possibilities. So that's the thing. Ah, there he says, Evil Bob. Actually, all this, the Gopher RFC already says that using file extensions is what you should do if there's a name type, like the binary type. So it's the easiest, just throw it into file or Melka. So Blab has another question.
Gemini could just be a subset of HTTP.
It is. Actually, first.
Let's use HTTP and not use extensions. Let's use a subset.
So you have like in the discussion, they talk about CatV. In CatV, URL proposed HTTP 0.9, which is a reduced HTTP. Because normally, if you have look at real HTTP, it says, please implement MIME. But do you know what includes MIME? Like, you could have on another line some part of the header value. No parser does that. So HTTP 0.8 is like reducing all that crap, and that's what they do here. So it's just reducing the get and the way how you get it. So this is like a middle thing. We will look at it. It's people thinking about the protocol. At least they stopped changing Gopher to something different. This is important. Because they always came in and said, we want a new Gopher, a different Gopher, do it like that. And then they always wanted just HTTP or the web. So maybe just do it. Actually, the discussing Gopher on the web. That's another thing. They discuss on Mastodon how to change Gopher. Not really. So, ASCII art and menus. This is something I've been thinking about because, for example, our logo is blind ready. The thing is, we have to think about people who lost one sensory input we don't have. So are we restricting blind people with ASCII art? This is more like asking for experience in screen readers because they are already optimized. I mean, think of some people who are blind use the web. You can't think of it. And the last question is more like a funny question because the EU supports such projects. We could get funding. So do you think but enforcing it will already enforce how text should be formatted?
Yeah. It's difficult to enforce because they're already asking all the space.
And I think simple regex can normalize most of the text. It's simple tools. Unlike the web, try to normalize the web. It's already hard to parse for all the text browsers. So, this is just for thinking. So we started the discussions. We have to go further because someone wants to leave for France. So thank you for participating. Let's go to the next. It's EU Media.